AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Almost 2 years after he was diagnosed with an undisclosed type of cancer, King Charles spoke on Britain's Channel 4 television about his diagnosis and recovery.
Today, I am able to share with you the good news that thanks to early diagnosis, effective intervention, and adherence to doctors' orders, my own schedule of cancer treatment can be reduced in the new year.
The King credits early detection, and he's urging people to get screened.
A few moments of minor inconvenience are a small price to pay for the reassurance that comes for most people when they are either told they don't need further tests, or for some, are given the chance to enable early detection with the life-saving intervention that can follow.
The King's decision to disclose his diagnosis was a departure for Britain's royals, who have traditionally considered their health to be a personal matter. People in the Pacific Northwest are dealing with some helicopter rescues because of flooding.
Picking up two survivors, going to the LZ to drop them off, and then come back for the next two.
88.
National Guard troops went door-to-door early to evacuate a farming city near Seattle as severe flooding stranded families on rooftops, washed over bridges, and ripped some homes from their foundations. Water levels in some areas have eased slowly. The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced $350 million in funding for relief efforts following Hurricane Helene and Tropical Storm Debby. It comes 2 months after Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock reported nearly $500 million in relief was unpaid. The Justice Department asked an appeals court to block a contempt investigation of the Trump administration for failing to turn around planes carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador in March. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former Big Ten football coach is facing charges after being fired this week over an alleged inappropriate relationship with a staffer.
Prosecutors say fired University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore threatened to kill himself in front of a woman with whom he had been having an affair after she broke off the relationship and reported it to school officials. He was charged Friday with stalking and home invasion. The university fired the 39-year-old Wednesday, saying he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. He was subsequently arrested and spent 2 nights in jail. An assistant prosecutor said Moore was fired after the woman told university officials this week that he had repeatedly called and texted her. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The White House is accusing Democrats who released photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate of cherry-picking photos to create a false narrative about President Trump. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.